This month, as we get ready to say goodbye to 2018, we're taking stock of the year in tech.
Today, we chart a fear that grew over 2018, the fear of using tech too much. Consider a few dates. January 6th, Apple shareholders write a letter demanding that the company address addiction and compulsive use. June 18th, the World Health Organization classifies gaming disorder as a mental health condition, not unlike gambling.
And November 28th, an annual survey by Brigham Young University and the Deseret News showed that parents of teenagers fear tech overuse more than they fear sex or drug use by their teenagers. NPR's Anya Kamenetz has been following all of these developments on her smartphone screen, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, Elsa.
Should we be worried? Is there a consensus among health experts on how screen time is actually harmful for our health?
A consensus, not exactly. So the World Health Organization now does say, yes, video games can be a behavioral addiction, not unlike gambling. Here in the United States, the psychiatric profession still lists internet overuse as a, quote, condition for further study. So they haven't fully jumped on board with that. And doctors I talk to, they use the term problematic use, which could be social media or of games or general use of the internet. And that's defined pragmatically, as any use that causes problems in other areas of your life. Could be work or sleep or relationships. Maybe you're lying or it's causing fights at home. And, you know, these kinds of problems often come hand in hand with other conditions like depression or anxiety or conditions like ADHD or even being on the autism spectrum.
Well, we mentioned that the year began with this shareholder letter to Apple. Can you just update us on what is Apple and what are other tech companies doing to address this growing concern about tech addiction?
Yeah, so Android and Apple both came out with new tools this year to track your use of the phone. And the iPhone now automatically shows you things like how often you pick up your phone. And in June, Apple CEO Tim Cook told NPR,
I think there are cases in life where anything good used to the extreme becomes not good.
Apple, of course, makes its money primarily from selling devices. So for companies like Facebook or Snapchat that make most of their money essentially directly from the time you spend inside the app, it might be a lot more difficult for them to promote people cutting back.
Then with all the growing attention on this, are people actually changing their behavior? I mean, I feel like for me, my reliance on devices is only getting worse.
I know what you mean. And, you know, I checked in with some families about this. This is Bella Butler, who's 16 and lives in Brooklyn. She's talking about her phone.
I enjoy being on it. And at the same time, I also know what it's doing to me. Like, I know that it actually causes me a lot of anxiety.
Totally relate to that.
Me too. And so it's anxiety from FOMO, the fear of missing out, anxiety from feeling like she's scrutinized for every little photo that she posts. And then there's losing sleep because she's Snapchatting with her friends. And you know, so growing up, it does feel different in some ways. And this was a big issue also, the lack of sleep for Yazari Gonzalez, who lives in the Bronx. She's also 16. And she says her mom can't control her phone use.
She won't really know that I'm on my phone because I go to sleep early and then I wake up in the middle of the night.
What time would you wake up?
Like 1, 2 in the morning.
She'll wake up at 1 or 2 to use her phone?
Yeah, and sometimes she says she stays up the whole rest of the night, especially on the weekends.
And her mom has no clue it's to use her phone.
It's not so much that she has no clue, but just that she doesn't know what she can do about it. I hear these mixed feelings from a lot of the teens I meet, actually. The latest Pew Research Center poll shows more than half of all teens have taken a break from their phones at some point.
An extended break?
Well, it depends. I mean, it can be very, very hard to put it down, especially if you need it for school or for keeping up with friends. But at least they're recognizing that there's something they'd like to change. Maybe it's a New Year's resolution at some point.
That's NPR's Anya Kamenetz. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Elsa.